What began as anti-racism protests have evolved into the largest and most persistent series of pro-independence demonstrations in many years. Protests in some West Papuan cities have turned violent. Last week, for example, police reported four people killed in the provincial capital of Jayapura. Demonstrators set fire to the Papuan People's Assembly complex and hoisted the banned Morning Star flag atop the governor's office. The violence in the cities has reportedly been abetted by armed vigilante groups waving the Indonesian flag who have clashed with indigenous protesters. Accurate accounts have been difficult to come by. Journalists are only rarely allowed to visit the area, and authorities shut down the internet 2 weeks ago in what was described as an effort to suppress fake news. Reports from remote areas are even more difficult to confirm. As many as six, but at least three people were killed in Deyai Regency when police allegedly opened fire on protesters. More recently, five Indonesian gold miners were killed in the Central Highlands by residents wielding machetes and bows and arrows. After several postponements, Indonesia's Prime Minister Joko Widodo is now expected in West Papua later this week, but UN Human Rights Commissioner Michelle Bachelet says her office has been unable to arrange a visit, which was promised in principle by Indonesia last January. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.